Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earl, and this week, my namesake, the English footballer, he's been traded to Bolton Wanderers. He used to play for Preston North End. Bolton Wanderers, as of time of recording, might be going into liquidation. They might not be a club anymore. So he's been traded to a club that might not be a club. Oh. Josh Earls, we just cannot catch a break in this industry.
Wanderers always struck me as a weird mascot.
The Wanderers?
Wanderers.
What would be the best mascot if you're from Bolton, like a Bolt?
Bolt. Now we're talking Lightning Bolt.
The Andrew Bolt.
Oh, yeah.
Andrew Bolt's also good. But Wanderers is just like, oh, yeah, it's my mascot. He just sort of, you know, gets about.
Premier League kind of stuff. There's one that's like Wednesday.
That's true.
Sheffield Wednesday, because they played on Wednesdays, because they were working in...
Like, is that really what it is?
Yeah, because they would play on Wednesday, because all the people who played for that club in the beginning worked on the weekend.
I thought it was named after the Adams Family child. Just joking.
If this is your first time listening to the podcast, what I do is I get four very funny people, and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest shares his name with a man who once had a shootout with Colonel Sanders. Can you please welcome from Do Go On, it is Matt Stewart. Yeah.
Pew, pew, pew.
Now, do you know this story, Matt?
A few people tweeted at me recently. Why has this hit the news recently? Multiple people
happened
just...
last week. Oh. Into the dead skeletal corpse of Colonel Sanders.
The skeletal corpse.
A listener who also listens to your podcast, Do Go On, by the name of Santiago on Twitter.
Santiago.
Sent me the message saying, hey, I don't know if you've seen this, but Matt Stewart, that's his namesake. And so for those who don't know the story, so Colonel Sanders owned a petrol station before he owned Kentucky Fried Chicken. And there was a rival petrol station in the town, and the guy, Matt Stewart, owned that one.
Yeah.
And every time Colonel Sanders would put an ad up in like a billboard, this guy would go and paint over it. So they saw him painting over it, Matt Stewart, so they went out and like chased him down. And when he came off the ladder, he started shooting. And he killed like Colonel Sanders' business partner.
What?
Colonel Sanders grabbed the guy's gun.
He had it coming to him.
Yeah, and then shot this guy, Matt Stewart. Matt Stewart, as he fell, said, you've killed me. He hadn't killed him, though. And then he went to jail. Matt Stewart went to jail for 18 years.
Yeah. Wow. In Do Go On Pod Lore, I'm as old as time. And that was me.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're out. Welcome to the podcast, Matt Stewart. Yay.
Thank you so
much. Hooray.
Thank you. I'm Burden Kelly.
No.
Not yet. Oh. Our next guest is also from the podcast, Do Go On. She shares her name with the Environmental Health Officer in Canberra.
Oh, that's boring. Oh.
And the Vice President of the Bank of Hawaii.
Okay.
Can you please welcome back to the pod, it's Jess Perkins.
Yeah. I mean, if you've got to work in a bank, it may as well be in Hawaii.
That sounds great.
You know, knock off your job at the bank and go surfing.
Are you a Jessica or a Jessie?
Oh, neither.
Oh, you're just Jess.
Jess. Well, I am... On my
you're
birth
legally
certificate,
Jessica, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, so if you Jessica. Want me to answer the question you asked, then yes, I'm a Jessica.
Yeah, I'm both. No. Jessica, sure, but only if I'm in trouble.
Okay, because I looked up Jessica and this is who.
Right, cool.
Bank of Hawaii.
Yeah, of course. If you're going to go buy Jessica, of course you work at a bank.
Yeah.
But I'm interesting, so.
So Jess. You do a podcast.
Yeah.
Also joining us to the podcast is a first-timer to the podcast, kind of.
Virgin.
He shares his name with no one else in the world.
No one in the world.
And no other Evan Munro-Smith. He's from Gamey Gamey. Gang, can you please welcome Evan Munro-Smith?
Yay! Evan! one.
Yeah, I'm the only one.
The only one. That's insane.
It's not
that
insane.
I can't believe I know the only Evan Munro Smith.
It's just not that common a name. Like, Evan is sort of common-ish.
Sure.
You got three names in there. That's one more than usual. It's going to be harder to have that name.
Of course.
Yeah, no, it's just, I'm excited.
I did play the long game, and I met an Evan Munro.
Oh, yeah?
I also met a Jane Smith, and I tried to set them up and get them to be married.
Yeah.
They separated last week, so unfortunately I was a week too late.
Is your last name Munro Smith?
Yes, it is.
And is that your mother's name and your father's last name?
Interesting story, actually.
Do you know it?
I'll fill this one.
Because you are business partners and have been for a long time.
Yeah, we've known each other a very long time.
In the olden days.
Is it fair to say that you both... Oh, no. When you were having your children, he was in the next room with only a small plastic sheet. And then in another room was another comedic, two comedic separate writers, and they were having their kids at the same time.
Everyone,
is that fair to say?
Evan, when Evan's around, people have babies.
Is that not true?
And for some reason, plastic sheets are involved.
Yeah. When you are,
what a comedic, sketchy mind you have.
Is that not true, though?
Get a little peek into the... Where you conceived your children? Oh, right.
Was he not four meters away?
You're talking about sex.
Yes.
Yes, I have had.
I thought you meant childbirth.
No.
That's what I thought.
Conceived.
Too. Yeah.
Is the conceit, dear boy?
You know this goes out publicly.
Yeah. But is that not fair to say? It is a podcast. Remember that. So it's not going out publicly.
It's possible, but you know who can say for sure.
Well, I reckon you know.
What I can say is we used to all share a house with each other and Nick Kappa, and we all heard Nick Kappa boning a lot.
Yeah.
Do people listen know who Nick Kappa is?
Yeah, he was a guest.
Yeah. He loudly had sex a lot. The rest of us were nice and discreet.
It was a factory and you were living in sin.
We met at sin. This was just after we
Stupid Old. You were living in Stupid Old.
Yeah, we were living in Stupid Old.
What a confusing...
Finally is a man who shares his name with a guy on Facebook whose entire feed is just him posting cool pics of his dog. And I've got to say, I spent a lot of time on that page today. Can you please welcome from Arnie Donner, it is Broden Kelly.
Yay! So no one has the same name as me, right? I didn't think anyone was called Broden until recently on Instagram. I was randomly added to a group called Broden Clan. And it is hundreds and hundreds of men called Broden. I am not lying. And it's just guys like going, what's up, Brodens? And then guys going, oh, not much. A lot of them live in Canada. And one time I said, hey, anyone else get called bro as a nickname? And like, yeah, I do all the time. I'm not joking. I'll show you. Look, Broden's everywhere.
Oh, look at that.
Broden's.
And they're all early 20s and fuckboys.
Right.
So in Canada, do you reckon there was a famous, like, someone famous in Canada called Broden and
in 1999.
Yeah, like a Brandon kind of from Beverly Hills. And
we all know
the mums were like.
We all know it's
people
me.
Call you bro.
I'm an icon.
Does anyone call you Broad?
Broad?
Yeah.
Demi Lardner calls me Broad.
Oh, yeah.
Broden Kelly.
Where is Broden from? Is it an Irish name?
The story goes, and you'll put music under this, but my mother was pregnant with I. And she had a dream that she had a boy and she named it Broden. And when she awoke from that dream, Leone Kelly said, the child wants to be called Broden. This is true.
You chose your own name.
Apparently.
In the womb.
I think my mum was trying to find spirituality in the late 80s. Mm. And so she called me Broden. Next kid, Mitchell. And that's the story.
And did Mitch name himself as well? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Call me Mitchell.
All right. Our first game today is called Social Me Media. What I do is read out status updates by the four of you. You have to buzz in and tell me who you think wrote the update, your names or your buzzers. If you get correctly, you get a point. If you're incorrect, the person who actually wrote it, they get the point.
Okay.
I mean, you can't buzz in for your own. The first one is this one. I'm such a loose unit. I'm drinking tropical breakfast juice at night 4,000 kilometres from the equator.
Broden.
Yes, Broden. I wasn't looking.
That's
Matt said
fair.
That.
No. You can't do that. You can't just put on a low voice and say Broden. There's more to it than that. You've got to go to uni for 3 years and have a 15 grand hex debt.
I did that.
So,
who gets to answer the question?
So Matt, do you think it was Broden?
I think it was Broden.
That was Evan Munro Smith. He gets a point there.
I've never heard you say loose unit before.
Yeah, wow.
That's what threw you off.
Not even when you were living next door to him.
I was going to say it was Matt. So
no, you didn't even know. No. It was from 2016.
You're stealing my lingo.
I think it probably was, actually.
Yeah. It's a fun thing about Evan, talking about lingo. Evan starts, whenever he sees you, and we've talked about this on another podcast, but he says, oh, hey, Jess, or oh, hey, Matt, or hey, Josh.
He's always surprised to see you, even if he invited you there.
But it's like a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, he's always it's like, Evan, we scheduled a meeting. Why are you, oh, hi, Jess.
You're all just so delightful to be around.
Question two, nostalgia was better when I was a kid.
Jess.
Yes, Jess.
Matt.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Jess.
Come and see my 2020 show to hear that line again.
Oh.
It's all I've got so far.
All right, next one. Frankly, my dear, I don't Instagram.
Matt.
Yes, Matt.
That is an Evan Munro
song. You are correct. Yes, a point there for Matt.
Because I remember loving it at the time. I reckon I called some friends. Evan's done it again.
Every now and then I'll come out with a real good pun.
Yeah.
I think because you realised that you did an Instagram. So there was a backstory. It was basically
It was true, yeah.
And it's similar to the Gone with the Wind phrase.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. It works
I hadn't
so
put that
levels.
Connection together.
Yeah.
Question four. Sincere tweet alert. Mr. Big from Sex and the City is the poor man Sandy Cohen from the OC.
Jess.
Yes, Jess.
Matt.
You are correct. Yes, another point there for Jess.
Oh, he loves Sandy Cohen.
I do love Sandy Cohen.
Is it the brows? He's got very
beautiful brows.
Big blues.
I just love how he like his business during the day.
Yeah.
But before that, he'll surf. And after that, he'll pick up orphan children and bring them to his house.
Is he the best TV dad?
Yes.
He'd be up there.
I used to think it was Hey Dad, and then...
No, he's a bad man.
I used to think it was Mr. Huxtable, and then...
No, he's also bad.
Oh. I used to think... Oh, no, I've given Sandy the kiss of death.
Who is a better dad?
The dad from Family Ties was very good.
Yeah, he was a good dad.
He's cool.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Alex P. Keating's dad. Mr. Keating.
Yeah.
Wasn't Michael Keating, was it? No, that's the actor.
Paul,
no. He'd be a good dad.
I'd be a great dad.
What about...
He'd be a good dad.
Better dad. What about Tim the Tool Man? Sure, he's a bit rough around the edges, but at the end of the day, his heart was in the right place.
I don't know about...
Good with a nail.
Yeah.
He's got his own TV show.
Yeah, exactly.
I was talking about this on another podcast, Plumbing the Death Star. It's not out yet, so I'll get it
first. Great sizzle.
But don't you think that in 2019, Tim the Toolman Taylor should make Tool Time just for YouTube?
Oh, yeah, I'd dig that.
Wouldn't that be a good show?
Was he a heroin addict?
No, he sold a mule. Yeah, he sold
a mule.
Cocaine and then ran it out everywhere.
What a great that shot is. So, he looks like a mad dog in that shot, that
what
photo, shot? The headshot. Oh.
Yeah, he's not a headshot. Toy Story,
you know the prisoner headshot? Yeah.
You haven't seen my headshot.
Oh, I've seen your headshot.
I'm very versatile.
Krusty the Clown, sort of.
Question five. There is a dog on the treadmill at my gym. This is not a drill.
Matt.
There is a French bulldog on the treadmill. Yes, Matt.
That is Jessica Perkins.
You are right.
That was recent and it was the best day of my life. Was a Frenchie on a treadmill.
So was the owner taking it for its walk on the treadmill?
Yeah, because it was raining. So the owner's on one treadmill and he's running, but then he had the treadmill next to him on a very low setting and this little French bulldog's just going for a walk. Man, it was a good day.
Was everyone cool with it?
No, everyone was losing their fucking minds but pretending to be cool with
it. Yeah, yeah. But everyone, no one was like, that's unhygienic. No one was like that. They were just like, no, it's a dog.
I'm going to put my feet there. Get that dog off.
It looks like a clean
dog. I'm going to sweat on it.
Do you ever get people going... Because I heard that a tweet in Jess's voice.
Yes.
And we've talked about, Jess and I have talked about this before. Occasionally people go, I read that in your voice. There'll be a reply. So, I imagine if you're going to read my tweet in someone's voice, it would have been mine.
Yeah.
That is, your brain just does that.
We talked about this last week. I had Stu Dolman on and I talked about I read all his tweets in his voice.
Yes. Yeah.
And I do it with you too, Broden.
Yeah. Broden's voice is hard to do. Put it down here.
Question six. Get off my farm.
Evan.
Yes, Evan.
I'm going to say Broden.
You are correct. Yes, point for Evan.
That was when the classic Russian face app was out.
Yes. Yes.
I put a cowboy hat on. I look like an old man. Isn't it funny how an app can make you look old? Yes.
What's happened with all that information?
Yeah.
Everyone was saying, now the Russians have all your information. And what have they done with it?
They got it. They look at, they know how we all look old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that was a big thing. The new thing that I'm realizing that now everyone's doing is screenshotting Wish.com, their dumb ads, and saying, what the fuck is this? I'm like going, I think Wish, they know this is the strategy.
Yeah, surely they're just deliberately. Dumb. Yeah.
You know, I also reckon that whenever someone posts something and it's like, oh, this is a bit sexy, I'm like, I reckon it's based on your search history. So people are revealing a bit about, we don't all get that ad.
I remember with the face app when it came out, I was the first time that I went, there's going to be, I can't wait for the cycle. There's going to be first day of how great's the app, then there's going to be the counter movement of how dumb's the app, and then there's going to be day three of, actually, I think you'll find about the app that this is the problem with it.
Yeah.
And it went, it was perfect.
Yeah.
App is good, app is dumb, app is Russia.
It's the cycle.
Question 7. I'm working from home today, which means I've done some work but also two loads of washing, had 3 lunch breaks and spent a solid half hour looking at dog adoption sites.
Matt.
Yes, Matt.
Is that Jess?
Yes, you are correct. Another one there for Matt. Yes.
She loves dog tweeting.
Yeah. It's 2 dog tweets.
If it's not about her adorkable boyfriend, it's about dogs.
Yeah.
Also, Jess be squatting lately, so I'm waiting for a squat post.
Oh, ooh. Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh,
are you homeless?
That's what I thought he meant as well. I was like, I have a
house. You be squat.
I do squats at the gym.
Ah, oh. Do you get someone to film you at the gym?
No, it happened once when I did one deadlift because I did 100 kilos.
That's what's I saw
your,
that one.
Yeah.
What's your squat or your leg press record now? Because you'd hit PB.
Yeah.
Peanut butter.
Yeah. I do it while eating peanut butter.
Oh, that'd be sick.
Just to
does
get
sound
it,
good.
The whole process. Leg press, I think, was 140 or something. Maybe
fuck,
one
that's
good. More.
That's, you're pushing towards 2
for me. The listener, if you haven't seen Jess in real life, she is 6'9".
Yes. So it's not that impressive.
Yeah, no.
I'm the Hulk.
Nah, sick. I thought it was sick. It was a cool post. And you're wearing an Auntie Donna jumper.
Yeah, that's why he actually.
And I was like,
excited.
Hey, got to get that merch out there. Got to get that cash flow.
I sometimes wear my Auntie Donna gym to the hat.
And when you're at the hat, how do people respond to your Auntie Donna gym?
Sales that's a message. I just want to. Gym.
That's why I got on today. I want to get you guys into the next. Auntie Donna Gym is a place where anyone can get fit.
Have I?
Matt's lost.
That was so funny. It was so clean.
I've just had a stroke.
It was so clean that everyone just looked at you for a solid couple of beats and went, have I missed something?
It didn't
honestly
sound
think,
wrong.
Honestly, there is something wrong with my brain at the minute. But that kind of stuff is happening a lot. Should I get checked? Is that something?
I think you're tired. Are you tired?
I'm very tired.
There you go.
But I have been for like 8 years.
Yeah.
Let us know on Twitter if Josh should go to the hospital.
I even confused myself.
That's one of the key character traits of the Sheriff of Nottingham in Robin Hood Men in Tights is he flips words around.
Yes.
Yeah. And his mole moves around.
No, that's the king.
That's the king, so King John. And we will name your toilet after you.
Yeah, and there's another character called Latrine in that. I rewatched it the other day. Does not hold up.
Used to be shit house. Yeah. That's what she says.
And that's, what's her name? Anyway.
Yeah.
Seriously, though, if you're a doctor listening to this, just let me know. Do I need to go and get a scan?
Okay.
He's the one wearing an Auntie Donna gym at the hat.
I only lost it because everyone does that all the time. It's not a big deal, but you never get an audible laugh out of Matt, and he lost it, and that just made me happy.
I don't know why it was so good. Like, people do that a bit, but there was something weirder about it.
We'll give you a moment.
And I want to know out there from people, would you go to an Auntie Donna gym? It would be just a normal gym, but a bit goofy. I would go with people still laughing at it. It would just be the same structure as any time.
He's gone to a hat.
Is this like your version of Team 10 or whatever that YouTube thing is? Where
what's Team 10?
I don't know. It's like, isn't that a
thing?
Is
that like F45?
No, that's a gym.
So what's
I think he's talking about a hat.
I don't know. It's like, isn't it like a YouTube click? Like
we don't talk about
the polls.
I'll just say that you're treading very dangerous on very dangerous grounds, and don't talk about the secret YouTube group with us and Logan Paul.
I just think the Auntie Donna gym could be a fun,
yeah,
like a club that all your fans sure. go to. You all go to
oh,
the Auntie
no,
Donna gym.
No, you don't want the fans there.
Has Logan Paul recovered from the?
He's
filming
trouble?
Dead bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fine.
He's the internet didn't like him.
I've never watched one of his videos apart from that one. But
smart marketing on his part.
Yeah.
Question 8. Muesli Bar Kid. Like the Milky Bar Kid, except nobody likes him. Still a cowboy.
Oh.
I like it.
Jess.
Yes, Jess.
Evan?
You are correct, yes. Point there for Jess.
Evan. Woo. Evan.
Cop that, Muesli Bars. Don't get in the way of Evan. He will fuck your shit up.
I think I was eating a lot of muesli bars at the time.
My lecturer at uni was the original Milky Bar Kid in
no.
Australia.
Yes.
Really?
Peter Hammond was his name. He was also, as a young man, the Marlboro Man.
Oh.
What?
Whoa.
Hmm. Wait, what?
And then what
we
was
had
he
a Marlboro
teaching?
Man.
What was he teaching at uni?
Theatre.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
That reminds me of a time when I did a bit of acting.
Dear boy.
Question 9. Sorry You Fall in Love. That's it. Sorry
Matt,
You Fall... Yes, Matt.
That is Broden. Gibberish. Broden.
Yes, you're right there. That is Broden Kelly.
Sorry You Fall in Love.
So I had...
It was
I was
topless
in...
photo of Broden.
Oh. It was two tiers. I was in a show for a sketch show with Nazim Hussein called Orange is the New Brown.
Yes.
And they put a lot of wigs on me. And
because you don't have hair.
No, I don't. Well, I do, Jess, but I'm actively shaving.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, they put this really realistic one on my head, and it made me look like I had like a beautiful head of hair, and then someone put me my body on a sexy body, and you know, I said, "Sorry, you fall in love."
Now it makes sense.
Question 10, last question for the round. Not a lot of people know this, but I'm a sassy bitch.
Evan.
Yes, Evan.
Is that Matt?
You are correct. Yes, this is Matt. Yes.
Did you deliberately do a look then, like, I wonder who that
yeah,
was?
Yeah, that's me acting. I learned from the Milky Bar Boy.
Previously the Cigarette Man.
At the end of the round, the scores are Broden Kelly, 0 points. Didn't get off the mark there.
I'm Gold Coast.
Evan Munro-Smith on 3 points. Oh. Jess Perkins on 3 points. Oh. But in the lead on 4 points is Matt Stewart.
Yeah, did
well
it.
Done.
Well
that,
done.
That was the bitch thing was, I can't remember what was happening, but Laura Dunham and I know has been on the show
and a hat and a jib.
She, I can't remember what happened, but I said something a bit sassy and she goes, oh, Matt, you're a little bitch.
I heard that in her voice.
Yeah.
All right, this round is called 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Now, we've all had jobs. Some of them are great and some of them are not so great.
Mm.
And in this round, we're talking about one of those times at work that has stayed with us. And today we're talking about Evan Munro-Smith, who is doing some filming for Greens leader Richard Di Natale.
Yes.
But what happened that both Richard and Evan will not forget?
Oh.
Was it A, they were flying in a small plane and the force was too much for Evan, so he vomited, some of which went all over Richard Di Natale.
Oh.
Some went all over.
Yeah. B, they encountered protesters, one of which threw a stink bomb into the makeshift press conference. As soon as they got their take, Evan vomited behind the camera.
Okay. Oh, they're another all going to be vomity.
Or C, they were in a small country town where the water had to be boiled before drinking it. Evan forgot this before going to bed and brushed his teeth.
Oh.
He then spent the rest of the night severely sick, and because Richard Di Natale is a doctor, Evan called his room where he came and looked after him through the night.
Oh.
Now, one of these is the truth. You have to try and ask Evan as many questions as you can to get the truth. Bear in mind, he wants you to get it wrong, so he gets your point. The floor is open
for
questions.
Oh, is that
questions.
How it works? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. My question, I have a question to you guys first. Is there any country town left where you have to boil water?
Oh, interesting.
Great
Evan,
question.
Where was what was this town in the scenario 3?
This was actually a different country.
Oh, a real country town. A different country town.
Yes.
New York is, in a way, an American country town.
And I can show you here, I put town there. It actually does say small country on the list.
Yes.
So that was my fault.
He misread it was not a country town.
What was the small country?
It's a country called Lesotho.
Okay.
It's a landlocked country in South Africa.
Southern Africa? Because South Africa is a country.
South Africa... No, isn't that a continent?
No, Africa is a continent.
South Africa is the country.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, so it's landlocked. It's landlocked by South Africa.
Right.
It's surrounded entirely 100% by South Africa.
This country doesn't exist. Next.
It does exist. It's a king. It's a kingdom, and it's like
you've just offended all our Lesotho listeners, Matt.
Sorry, Lesotho's.
Okay. What kind of... Okay. Why was Richard Di Natale there? Why were you there?
Because at the time... So we are used to do... Because we have connections with the Greens Party. That's what it was. So we...
Who's we?
We... Well, our company... Like we... You and me. Our company...
What?
We friends of ours through Sin, which we mentioned earlier in the show.
So you're a bit of a bloody latte, Sin.
We've got a...
soy latte.
Sitting in a bloody Brunswick with a latte sipping Evan over here.
We had some... Some of our friends work with... Or my friends work with the Greens. So that's how that all came about. We were doing some filming with Richard Di Natale. But this is like maybe 6 or 7 years ago. Right. And so he wasn't the leader of the Greens Party at the time. He was like... He was a senator, and he was the health spokesperson for the Greens.
Huh.
And the reason we went over there is because it's not a funny thing, but Lesotho has like the one of the highest in the world rates of HIV/AIDS. It's something like 25% of the population.
Damn.
It's pretty.
That's
yeah, not a good situation.
If this is alive, and this is getting a bit distasteful.
it's not funny. Anyway, so it was part of a UN World Health program because he is a doctor and he was a health spokesperson for the Greens. And so we're promoting the treatments, which obviously exist in the first world and don't in these other countries where it's basically fatal in areas like
so
that.
So he's a medical doctor. I always assumed he was like a doctor of theatre or something. Yeah.
No, he's a medical doctor.
Yeah, right.
And he came and looked after you.
Yeah, yeah.
What was his bedside manner like?
He's lovely.
Was he very soothing? He's going, shh.
He's a very caring, he's a very nice man.
Oh.
So he looked after you overnight in Africa.
Well,
the leader of the Greens looked after, and I've never heard this.
He wasn't the leader of the Greens at the time.
Right, otherwise you would have brought it up.
And we were in a small, well, maybe, I don't know. But we were in a small group and he didn't like stay by my bedside the whole night. Right.
He checked in.
Yeah, I was vomiting and I was unwell for a little while, and then after a couple of hours, I had a temperature and stuff, but I went to sleep and
I feel like any of these I should have heard about.
No, but yeah,
have you heard of
spewing on him? No,
but Matt, let's remember you have a shit memory.
I do have a shit memory.
You just don't pay attention. I don't know I don't know. Maybe.
So there's one of them you spew on him, one of them you spew near him. And what was the other one?
So the first one was in a small plane.
Second one
was stink bomb.
Oh,
third one
right,
is bad protest. Water.
People do hate the Greens, so I believe that. What was this particular protester unhappy about?
It was about logging.
Right. So it's a pro-logger stink bombed him.
No, it was actually, they were anti-logging. So they're on our side. It's just
our side. So you, how deep in this are you?
Latte sipping bloody left.
I was working for the Greens. Contracted. My job was to film with.
I always thought of you as being apolitical.
Politics aside, my job was to film Richard Di Natale at that protest, which was.
And did you get a good shot of the stink bomb?
Well, it's not really something you see so much.
Sounds like an excuse for not doing your job properly.
I've known Evan for a while. When I think of Evan, I think of Evan with a mounted camera thing coming off his back, and then a bar coming over his head, and then a red camera.
Yep.
Balancing off a string because he's always filming shit.
That's his natural.
That's how I see him, like a cyborg. When I think of Evan,
he is a robot.
Yeah, that's true.
It's called an easy rig. It helps take the weight of the camera. It's a heavy camera. I didn't have that at the time, but I was shooting on that camera.
All right, showbiz.
What do you reckon?
Any questions about the plane?
The plane. So what kind of plane? Is it like a big, like a Qantas? Because Broden knows about planes.
No, it was a Cessna.
A Cessna, right, Broden?
That's a plane.
Oh, yeah, okay.
We got him.
All right.
It was a Cessna out of Essendon Airport.
If you said boat, you would have been fucked.
It was a yacht.
A Cessna yacht.
No, it was a small plane, and we were doing a flyover of...
That's what planes do.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
Why are you an expert on planes, Broden?
I'm just a plane nerd.
Oh. He loves planes.
It's his passion.
I didn't know this.
Do you get, is that mean, you, what do you call it, the plane watchers? Are you like train watchers, plane watchers?
Yeah,
and
there are...
And automobile
trains,
watches.
Trains and automobile watches. John Candy. No, I just like planes. I don't think of giving myself a label. I'm just out there.
But you mainly like the crashes as well, don't you?
What's that?
You love the plane crash investigation.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that, you like
one of the first times I met Broden was at Crab Lab 5 or 6 years ago or something.
Yeah.
Which is a comedy room in Melbourne.
And I was about to go
not
over...
Not a science lab.
I was about to go over to Edinburgh and Broden goes, oh, what flight are you on? and I told him the flight. He said, oh, that'll be the A7680.
I wouldn't have said that. It's not a plane.
Well, you said a real plane number. Yeah, but he knew, like... Based on the airline and the time, he knew what the plane would be and where I'd be stopping and stuff.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Is it?
Is it? I don't know.
I was like,
that's good.
I was dumbfounded.
He fooled me.
He was on a Boeing 777. They're the most common international air thing. MH370 was a 777. Right. What's the other one?
Would he got to watch? Do you know
that? With some of these Middle Eastern ones like Qatar, Abu Dhabi, they're usually quite censored. And so they're quite, you know, I imagine Taken 3 would have been on at the time, Josh. see how much I know about planes?
All right, what do people think? Do people know the answer? Do people think they know the
answer? Broden's convinced me. I think it's the plane one.
So you're going to say A. You think A?
Is that the one you... No, spewed you spewed plane. On him? Which on one did him. You spew on him?
A.
First
A.
I feel like I would have heard about that. Sorry, I suck at this, but... There was the plane, you spewed on him. The water one, he looked after you.
And then the stink bomb.
They're all... I can't believe one of these is true. I'm going to say the plane.
Matt locks in A. Jess?
I'm going to say C.
C, you think he was...
Even though I don't think that's a country.
Dr. Di Natale.
Lesotho.
And Broden.
I'll go B for Broden.
You go B for Broden. The correct answer was A.
Ah,
so a point there for Matt. B. 2 points for Evan, though.
Plain.
Yeah, so you
spewed on the leader of the Greens.
Well, he wasn't the leader of the Greens at the time.
But he is now. he is now, and you spewed on him.
Yeah, so we were in a tiny plane doing a flyover, filming the habitat of the leadbeater possum, right?
Right.
I think it was over King Lake National Forest. And, you know, observing the destruction and stuff. And it was me and, like, it was a tiny plane, maybe, like, two other journalists and an expert on the habitat. And Richard Di Natale, and I was filming him, you know, looking and being, you know, all that taking place. And it was a bumpy flight.
Oh.
And I was trying my best to film. And I had to just like.
Oh. Would have been like in Jackass when the cameraman used to vomit all the time. It would have been cool.
Do you have that footage still? We gotta give that footage to Josh.
I'm not sure.
Of you vomiting?
Maybe. Not of me vomiting. I think I stopped.
Wouldn't he be used to people throwing up on him? That
so
happens,
I think what everyone wants to know. He was well, fine. Is that country a real country that you mentioned?
Of course it is. Lesotho, yes.
Of course it is.
Of course.
Why would I make
is.
Up a country?
Well, people make up stuff on this show all the time.
Yeah.
That's the aim of it.
I've never been there personally. But my mum...
I've been there, but not personally.
Yeah, professionally. My mum runs a charity. That's why my brain went
right.
there. That's all. You fly in via Johannesburg to Meseru.
Okay, we believe you that it's real.
And stink bombs. Tell us about them.
Yeah, I don't like stink bombs.
No, okay. No one does, Evan.
At the end of the round, the scores are Broden still on 0 points.
Yay.
Jess on 3. Evan on 5. And also on 5, it's Matt.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, each of you are given a fact about another person on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you say nah. A point if you guess correctly, a point to the person the fact may or may not be about if you're incorrect.
And can you ask questions?
You can ask as many questions as you want.
Great.
And if one of us says yes or no, they're void.
Yeah, it's yeah or nah.
Yeah or nah.
Or you can't say si. You can't
say no.
Yeah or nah.
All right, so to
it's
Evan.
It's like Jeopardy.
What is yeah? Yeah. To Evan, when Jess was a child, her pet budgie died and Jess had to pretend to be sad because in truth, she didn't really care at all. Yeah or nah?
Oh, Did you have any other pets?
We had rabbits when I was very little. This was when I was like a teenager. I got him when I was 13 and I loved him so much. But then we moved house and we reckon it spooked him or something because after that, anytime you got near the cage, he'd just squawk at you or bite you.
Oh, okay.
So I kind of didn't like him anymore. So when he died when I was 17, I got home from school one day.
Hang on, it lasted that long?
It lasted a few years.
Wow.
I got home from school one day and my mum was like, hey, you know, how mums approach you like that? Hey. And she told me that he died. Hey. Hey, girl.
Hey.
And I was like, oh, no, I'm sad.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Jess, your bird's dead. That's how Evan would do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Jess.
I find it hard to believe that anyone would care about a bird. although I was, in primary school we had a class budgie and we got to take it home for the holidays. Like, you take it in turns.
Yeah.
And as died while we were. Like,
oh, you killed it.
We didn't kill it.
No, but it died on
your
watch.
But it died, yeah, and we had to bury it in the front garden.
Oh,
and
that was sad.
But I was a child. I don't think I...
Do you think that when you were on that plane, you maybe felt connected to that bird? Mm. And when you remembered killing that bird, it brought up food in you. Potentially. Have a look into that.
I think he's onto something there, yeah.
Look, it's possible.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm going to say yeah.
You are correct. True. Yes, this is true. A point there for Evan.
Yes. Yeah.
How long was that bird living in agony? Sounds like for a few years it was hating it, the world.
Yeah.
I mean,
a small cage.
That wasn't on me. He had a fucking lush life. He had toys. He had food, water. Lush. I gave him bath bombs
cosmetic.
From Lush. Yeah. Okay. He loved it.
Did you have to pretend long to your mum that you're upset? Or?
No, it was my school formal the next day, so I wasn't. I was like, oh, I'm over it.
Preoccupied.
Yep, news cycle moves on.
Yeah.
Who'd you go your formal with?
That year it was my friend Adam.
Oh, yes.
How many years did you do year 12?
No, we did year 11 and year 12 formals.
Okay, yeah.
I thought you asked her how many years she repeated year 12.
Yes.
So what was where was your formal?
Where was it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are we still trying to catch her
out?
Ours? Ours?
Yeah.
It was at the football club, the local football club. Yes, in the room there. And Bernie Dockers football club.
Fuck yeah.
And so in all the photos, there's like just banners up in the background.
Did you guys match ties and dresses?
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Did you, Broden, give your whoever you went to your formal with, did you give her a little corsage?
No.
Adam did give me one.
Oh, was it one that you pinned on or one that you wore around your wrist?
It was around the wrist.
I find those ones so weird.
It's so weird. The whole idea of a corsage.
When my wife got married, my mum put one on her wrist.
When your wife got married?
Yeah.
To you?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. And when did you get married? Same day?
Same day. We organised it that way. It's cheaper. And so, but she put it on my mum put it on her wrist and Beck was like, what the fuck am I doing with this? I don't want more my photos with this thing on me. Like, I didn't,
It doesn't go with anything.
Real bridezilla. No. All right, to Jess. Now, Broden recently was banned from playing in his basketball side's grand final because he had shorts with pockets.
Oh.
He then asked the umpire if he could play in his underpants, to which they said, no, that's a hygiene issue.
Oh.
The team then decided they would swap shorts at every sub. So for the full game, there was always one person sitting on the bench in underpants. Yeah or nah?
I mean, they won't let you play with shorts with pockets, and it's a real pain in the ass. The amount of pairs of shorts I've had to sew up pockets just so I could play them basketball is bullshit.
What do you think you've got in your pockets?
Why is this? Because the hands will get caught on them, they reckon.
So I played the whole season with the same fucking shorts. And then this one guy was like, nope, not today, like as the ball was about to be thrown up.
Jeez.
And then,
brutal.
It was
a Razor Ray.
No, it's basketball, not AFL. No, it wasn't Razor Ray Chamberlain.
When
famous AFL umpire.
When you offered to play in your underpants, We talking trunks? We talking briefs?
Like hipsters, you know? Like,
trunks, yes.
Your latte sipping undies.
I used to work at Bonds.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So is that,
those are trunks. They're fine. You should be able to play in those.
There was going to be a bit of bounce, but I wanted to play.
That's fair.
If people are, like, if your opposition players are getting their hands in your pocket, surely someone else, like, there's a foul happening there or something.
Yeah, no. It was,
you're allowed to touch people's thighs in basketball?
Well, I mean, it happens.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure, you know, one thing leads to another. in the to and the fro of the court.
I say yeah.
You are incorrect. It was point there for Broden. His first point. Well done, Broden. But it was based on a truth.
Yeah.
So that, most of that happened, but they didn't swap shorts and sit on the bench in their underpants.
And there is a fuckhead referee out there.
Yeah, it sucks. I've been caught on that and it's stupid. Because you can't find shorts without them.
It was my grand final and the game was about to start. He's like, you can't play.
It's fucked.
And I ran up to a team that had just finished and said, hi, they're not going to let me play in the grand final. Can we please swap shorts? And all these guys went, oh, I don't know about that. And then one guy went, I'll do it, mate. And then I had my pants off. I was swapping. And he goes, you from Aridona? I'm like, yeah, man. Yeah. Thank you. And then I said, I'll get him to you after the game. And I never saw him again.
Oh, no.
So I still got dem shorts.
But he's got your shorts.
Yeah, they got pockets. Who wants pocket shorts?
So put that for Broden. Now to Broden, when Matt was in grade 6, his teacher would make them do silent reading for 20 minutes every day
with
after
his quill.
Lunch. Every day, Matt would read the sports section of the newspaper. Halfway through the year, Matt asked the teacher if he could do his silent reading on the toilet. His teacher said, fine. At the time, Matt felt like he was being very mature, but now looking back, he thinks his teacher would have found him very, very weird.
When I do my reading on the toilet, Miss...
What was your teacher's name, do you remember?
Miss O'Sullivan.
Miss O'Sullivan.
You called her Misso. That's weird.
She's my Misso.
You were going to read the sports page.
I grew up
page.
In Moorabbin, mate. Yeah, you know.
True. I want to read about St Kilda on the toilet.
You were going to read the sports page on the toilet at school.
I did read the
for 20 minutes. For 20 minutes.
For 20 minutes.
Does it take you that long to read this? It's one page, right?
No,
it's
more than I don't think that's half the newspaper. That long. You hate toilet talk.
And you would,
but you love toilet read.
Yeah. I don't like. Well, I don't. I don't like. It was a private thing. No one was in there chatting with me about it. It was silent reading.
It was a poo.
I wouldn't be doing anything, Broden. Lid down.
Was it because you didn't want to be in the classroom, or was it because you needed to go to the toilet, or like you just thought it would be a mature thing to do?
This is what men do. They read on the toilet.
It's like I'd seen it on Hey Dad or something. Probably round the twist.
Watch out what you
And I'm like, I'm getting involved in this. I'm in grade 6 now. I'm a senior at this school.
Sorry, man. And she let you, yeah?
Yeah.
I think it's true.
You are incorrect. It was all a lie. Point there for Matt Stewart.
Well, fuck off then.
Miss O'Sullivan was real. Glad I remembered her name. Yeah. She was great. Hope she's listening.
Shout out.
I just like the idea of Matt as a... in like 12 years old, going off to the toilet with a paper under his arm.
Yeah.
This is what adults do.
Do you see him with a beard?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Just mini Matt.
Much smaller, but with a beard.
I had this simplistic idea of adulthood at that age. I probably still do. I'm like, my dad was a teacher for most of his life, but briefly became a businessman. I'm like, that's what.
Yep.
That's what I'm going to do when I'm a man as well. Oh, I didn't know. I still don't know what he did, but he he had a brown leather briefcase. He took the train into the city, and that's all I know. Yep. And I'm like, that's what I'm going to do. I applied to get into I had that thought all the way up to uni. I applied to get into commerce at Monash. Luckily, didn't quite have the grades. Got into arts, and the rest, as they say.
Wow.
I remember in year 8, when someone said, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I said, I want to be a businessman.
Yeah.
And then my friend Billy was like, what business? I'm like, I don't know, just a businessman.
Yeah.
And then they all teased me. I went, oh, yeah, I should know what kind of business.
Yeah.
And then I went, oh, teacher then. I guess I'll be a teacher.
I wanted to be a businessman for a little bit too, because that film with Anthony LaPaglia and David Wenham called The Bank.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that film?
Yes.
I just thought it looked so fucking cool. For like a year, I wanted to be a businessman as well.
And then you realised you wanted to be an actor.
Yeah. Instead. And I was like, now the truth. I wanted truth.
Luckily, I didn't have anyone tease me about it, so I never had to question it.
But, no.
You were lucky your friends were bullying you.
Lucky.
Thank you, Billy Good. Thank you. Now, to Matt, when Evan was in high school, he once snuck on a bus to Canberra without his parents' permission to see live in concert Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, well, I know for a fact that he's a big Weird Al fan. Yes. Evan, is that true? Would you say you're the biggest Weird Al fan?
I'm not the biggest, but I am a fan.
Would you say you love songs that are similar to other songs but with different lyrics?
Yes.
What's his best song?
There's so many.
He no longer does Bad or Eat It.
Oh. Yeah,
Fat, I should say, and Eat It.
And Fear, too.
Another famous dad, Michael Jackson.
Yes, he was a father to Prince.
I don't know why I'm doing that.
But no, is it Amish Paradise? Is it?
That's a great song with a great video.
Yeah.
I don't know how to pick a favorite. They're all so good.
What are the polkas or what are they called?
The polkas are great.
Evan, would you say you love him so much that you'd sneak onto a bus
to go to
Canberra and see him live?
Was he not too? Oh, sorry.
Now, where did
you
grow up?
I'm helping you.
Oh, no.
You
might have had him there. Damn it.
I grew up in Mount Eliza, or in Victoria, in Melbourne, on the peninsula.
Did you know that's where a lot of great St Kilda players grew
Jesus,
up?
Matt, just focus. Okay.
So how long's a bus ride to Canberra?
That's a fair
life. It was maybe 10 hours, maybe? I can't even remember exactly how it went, but it was definitely, it was like a bus to Frankston, then a train to the city, And then like a V line part of the way, maybe to like
to Albury or something,
Albury,
right?
Wodonga or something, and then a bus, I think, the rest of the way, maybe. So it was like a few
Your
legs on the
journey. Parents would have been worried sick.
Yeah.
How old were you at the time?
I think I was maybe 16. It was before I could drive, so like maybe 17.
Were you alone or with friends?
I was with a friend.
A friend.
And what was your friend's name?
Emily.
Emily who?
Parker.
I get this, though. This makes sense, because growing up in Melbourne as well, I understand what it was like, all the best bands coming to Canberra and none of them coming to Melbourne, all just all these great bands in Canberra.
I'd seen him in Melbourne the night before and he invited me to go to Canberra.
He invited you?
Yes.
Weird Al Yankovic?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Wait, what?
Oh, no.
How did that happen? As in from the stage, he said, anyway, everybody... I'm in Canberra tomorrow. Ticket sales aren't great.
He's like, Evan! Evan Munro Smith, the one and only.
Come to Canberra!
Did Weird Al Yankovic ask you to come to his show in Canberra?
He offered.
Hell!
Lie has got out of hand. You flew too close to the sun.
I was backstage with him.
Why?
Because. Oh, I don't know. Because I was a fan.
Okay.
Ever since I was a kid. And
did you have like backstage meet and greet tickets or something?
Was this something to do with your Nickelodeon prize?
No. So what had happened? Okay, so amongst the Weird Al fandom, right? There's been a campaign to get
Evan is known as Weird Evan Fankovic.
Anyway, look. There's this campaign to get him into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because he's been doing it for fucking 30 years or something more, 40 years maybe. He's a massive, amazing career.
Is it enough to slightly change songs to make it into a Hall of Fame?
Anyway.
Was he addressing a group of people when he said come to Canberra, or did he look you, Evan, in the eye and say, you know what, you should come to Canberra?
I was talking to him personally, one-on-one.
Yeah. And he said, come to Canberra.
He said, we're doing Canberra tomorrow. If you'd like to come along, you can come along and we'll get your tickets and backstage passes and you come along to Canberra. And we'll
get you a V-line ticket.
Well, they didn't pay for me to travel there.
Yeah, right. Okay.
What a weird offer to a child.
A very weird
and
offer.
Also, like,
in hindsight,
hence
yes.
why his name is Weird Al. You just can't know. You don't know what he's going to do.
I get it now.
He's not sensible Al.
And you snuck away from your parents.
Yes.
Had you like asked them and they said no and you just went anyway?
No, we hadn't mentioned it.
You just went.
Yeah.
Why? Did you say why you were backstage?
Okay, so yeah, it was because of his campaign, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame campaign thing, right? He was on Spicks and Specks, like, because he was in Australia, so we'd done Spicks and Specks. And because we were fans, we went on to go see Spicks and Specks.
Was this when Josh was there?
No.
I wish we got Weird Al.
Yeah. we went along to the taping and we met him there. It was just like we hung around afterwards and met him there.
Did you meet Alan Bro?
No, I don't think we did.
We didn't get him either on ours.
And so because we were getting people to sign this thing to get in, like, I don't know, a petition or something. So he was like, oh, thanks so much for supporting, you know, this doing this campaign thing. That's really great. And so he invited us to come backstage. We were going to go see the Melbourne show. That's how we wound up backstage.
Right, okay. Yeah.
And then from that,
where did you see him in Melbourne?
Like 3 times in 3 days then, if you saw him at Spicks.
Yeah, or maybe like over a week. Yeah, because it was after Spicks and Specs. It was maybe like a few days before the.
Why were you at Spicks and Specs?
Because we were fans of his and we got audience tickets.
It's a very popular show, Matt, and it did well. People liked it.
It still replays sometimes.
Is it?
I think so.
What?
The last season was my favourite.
I mean, I see it.
It's holding up Auntie. It's holding up the ABC.
Yeah.
They cut it when it was peaking, I reckon.
Anyway, Evan has what do you think, Matt? A lie.
If that is a lie. I mean, it should be a lie, but also... That can't be a lie, but it has to be a lie. Oh, that's a tricky one.
What do you
say? There was so much detail. I'm going to say yeah.
You are correct. It was a true story.
That is a wild story.
Were your parents so mad at you?
You
were in a lot of trouble.
Because I called Mum like in the morning and said, Mum, I'm in Canberra.
I'm in Canberra to see Weird Al. And they've gone, oh, no, our son is a nerd.
According to the history museum.
And then what? Did you see the show and then... come straight home, or where did you stay?
I'm trying to think. We must have gotten a hotel room or something, and then flew back the next day.
We decided
to fly. I can't remember why. We didn't realize that it was a shit journey.
It's such a shit journey
from Melbourne to
Canberra. Young kids do that. Canberra. I had this. Yeah. I'm reminded of it. Arnie Donner fans in New Zealand. Some kids came to the show, and we met them afterwards, and then. I went out and had some drinks and went to Carl's Jr., a burger place at 2 in the morning. I went in and they were both just sitting in their huddle. And I was like, what are you guys doing here? He's like, oh, we came up from Wellington. We're just hiding in here until they make us leave. They just come with no plan and we're just going to wait in this Carl's Jr. overnight and then go home to Wellington overnight. Jeez. Young kids do crazy shit for comedy.
That's fun.
Yeah. We would, yeah, you know, it was just starstruck.
You think of Weird Al as comedy?
Or is he more music?
Yeah, because you love his style. What do you call him? Genre parody.
He does style parody. He does like half of his stuff is original stuff. If you ever pick up an album,
we've had fun arguments about Weird Al before.
Are you anti Al?
I'm not anti Al. I just don't get it. I find it the weirdest thing for someone to be obsessed with. It's like his favorite musician.
Do you think he's not my favorite?
His top two
musician.
Are Trent Reznor and Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, has he ever done a Nine Inch Nails cover then?
Yeah, he did a song called Germs, which was like a style parody of Nine Inch
Nails. Is that when you became a man? When you heard that? Was that just like your Avengers?
It was exciting at the time. I was like, oh, that's...
To you, is Weird Al like The Simpsons was to me and opened me up to the actual original source material?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there are so many songs that I know the Weird Al Yankovic parody words to and not the original lyrics.
All right. At the end of the round, the scores are Broden on 1 point, Jess on 3 points, Evan on 6 points, and Matt in the lead now on 7 points. Yeah.
Well done.
All right. This is our final round. It's called Who. In this round, I'll read out 10 questions about all of you. You have to buzz in if you think you know who it's about. Your names, your buzzers. You can't buzz in for your own ones. You get a point if you get right, a point off if you get wrong. Only round you can lose points. First one is this one.
Good luck.
Who here was their region's Young Citizen of the Year?
Matt.
Jess, damn
yes,
it!
Matt.
Damn it!
Evan Munro Smith.
You are correct, yes.
Damn it, he told me that 2 days ago.
It was actually awarded by Nickelodeon.
He's still bragging about it.
It was the first thing he said to me before he even said, yes, I can do the podcast.
I got a correction as well. His child award for being a good child director is from Fox Kids, not Nickelodeon.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that was Fox Kids, yeah.
Question two. Who here used to direct High School Musicals?
Jess.
Yes, Jess.
Broden.
You are correct. Jess, point there for Jess. Yes.
Diction, dear boy.
What ones did you do? Did you do
Hello,
Shrek,
Dolly.
Shrek the Musical.
How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. Hairspray.
And in all of them, you put in your one token Broden dance move.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, that's course. Where I got the dance move from.
From musical theater.
And I missed them all because I went to Edinburgh mostly. So the show would go on as Edinburgh. Magical time. I miss doing that. I really do. It's a very fun job.
But now you can't be around kids anymore. Fuck those anyway, kids. Next question.
Question three. Who here has met Jeff Peterson, the robot sidekick from the Craig Ferguson Late
Jess!
Show? Yes, Jess.
Matt.
No, it's Broden.
What?
Oh, that's. I bet I went to a taping, I didn't get to meet him.
We were on his radio show, and Jeff was just in the studio, and we hung out with Craig for. We've met him a few times now. He is the coolest.
Yeah.
And richest man I've ever met.
I sometimes awesome. Get into YouTube holes of clips just of that show.
He's a genius, man. So He's funny.
So
funny.
So yeah.
But then you look at it through a kind of a 2019 wokeness lens and go, oh, some of this wouldn't be allowed on anymore.
Right.
That's a
but that's an unfair measure.
No, it is. But he was a massive flirt. But people seemed to be enjoying it.
Yeah.
It was a fantastic show.
What a change up from the Late Late Show to go from like the coolest of the late night shows to the opposite, probably.
Yes.
100%.
All right, question four. Who was once fired via text message?
Matt.
Yes, Matt.
That feels like a jest.
You are correct, yes.
Why does that feel like a jest? I mean, it was. I'm offended that you were so confident.
Is that me? Yeah. No, what was the reason? And who was it and who fired you? And what was the boss's name? And what's your tax file number?
It's name and shame.
His name was Nick, and he owned several Hair House warehouse stores where I worked because my sister-in-law is a hairdresser. So she worked in the salon and I worked in the shop. Right. And he wanted me to work all the time. I was in year nine. And he wanted me to work. Like, he was like, can you work Wednesday? And I'm like, I'm at school.
Potentially cost him credit to send that message, so it's nothing to be.
Definitely did, but he also wanted to start training me as an apprentice, and I was like, "Nah, I'm going to finish year 10, I reckon."
And that's when you got the text.
I got the text saying, "Don't bother coming back in." What a cool dude!
Don't bother.
Did you waste 25 cents replying?
I don't know. I'm not sure if I did actually or not. My mum and I both just kind of looked at the message for a while, like. What the fuck? Cool dude.
Sometimes, you know, leaving a job is sometimes the sweetest relief.
Oh, I hated that job so much too. So I was like, good.
Yeah.
Didn't even care.
Question five. Who was once mistaken for the Nimble Bunny?
Evan.
Jess.
Yes, Evan.
That's Matt Stewart.
It is Matt Stewart. Yes, point there for Evan. Yeah.
Who was also in one of those bedrooms.
What? The Nimble Bunny was. Yeah.
Well, Andy in Matthews character. Was almost on the show today. He couldn't do it because he got called into Mad as Hell. So it would have been a fun thing.
Andy was there.
For those who don't know, Andy plays the Nimble Bunny in those ads.
Yeah.
Right, and he also is a director at Stupid Old Studios.
Yes.
And we were doing a sketch where I was playing this character called the Wester Bunny. I can't remember the premise beyond
that. It's like
that.
The Easter Bunny, but the Wester Bunny.
Right.
Oh, okay. I was thinking more like Westboro Baptist Church kind of thing.
It was in Western Australia. It was like Western.
Yeah. Yeah, in the sketch, there was an Easter Bunny, a Wester Bunny. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But so
you were dressed as a bunny.
I was dressed as a bunny in this real cheap rental bunny suit. And this guy came up to us as a group and goes, he was drunk. We're in Fremantle on the beach. And he goes, oh, I've never met anyone off the TV before. And I'm like, assuming he's talking because we're filming, I'm like, oh, yeah, no worries, man. Great. And he goes, nice to meet you. And then he came back while we're in the middle of a take and he walked into the shop. And he goes, oh, I'm so sorry. I just had to come back and get a photo. This is the best 56th birthday I've ever had.
He wanted to show his friends.
And he wanted to get a photo and he goes, get the whole crew in, which included Andy, the actual Nimble Bunny. And I was too far into the lie now that I just had to commit to it. And I realised what he was actually talking about.
Yeah, imagine him showing his friends and his friends going, that's not him.
Yeah.
But also the actual one was right like, there. He did have that's a photo incredible. With the that Nimble Bunny. It's just he didn't think it wasn't the guy he thought it was.
The director of the Nimble ads.
Taika Waititi.
Yeah. He directed the Nimble Bunny ads with Andy Matthews.
Wild, yeah.
He's doing quite well for himself now.
Is that not crazy?
That was a real launch pad for him.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Andy. What? Andy went over and they had a weekend together, hanging out, just figuring it all out.
Yeah, they shot him in New Zealand, and the bunny suit was made by Weta Workshop.
I love Tiger so
And this
much.
Is after Boy and What We Do in the Shadows. This is like
a lot of the
Yeah,
pre-Thor.
Yeah, it would have just been pre-Thor, and maybe he was this was to like subsidize Hunt for the Wilder People. Like it was around that time.
Oh, right. Man, that is exciting. I love Tiger.
His
so
new
much.
One looks very good. The new film where he plays Hitler.
Yes.
Okay.
Have you seen Nimble Bunny TVC 30 seconds though?
Next question: who pretended they couldn't read in prep because they didn't want their teacher to think they were up themselves?
Evan.
Yes, Evan.
Broden?
No, that was Jess. Oh. Put off Evan there. Yeah.
And yes,
you had to
spell the word frog.
He was up. My prep teacher was holding up he was showing my mum what a good reader I was. And he was like, see? And he was holding up a picture that says frog. And it had a picture of a frog. It was very clear. And I could read it. I was like, yeah, it's a frog. But I didn't want them to think I was being a smarty pants.
Wow.
My prep parent-teacher interviews. And my mum's sitting there like, I know you know this. And the teacher's like, we both know you know this. And I'm like, well, I don't know.
And then did you have like some therapy? Like, did they organise
recovery?
Something's not quite going right here.
No, the grown-ups never arranged help for me. It's only things, I've only as I've gotten older have I got help myself.
Right.
You know?
Question 7. Whose great-great-great-grandfather was a murderer?
Jess.
Yes, Jess.
Broden?
No, it was Evan.
Why? What the fuck?
Was it a Munro Smith?
No.
We never got to the bottom of that before. It wasn't. It's the weird thing is a guy goes, he merged his middle and last name together to make Munro Smith. It wasn't a marriage or something.
Really?
Isn't that weird? Is it?
Yeah,
maybe
it was,
it's not weird.
No, it was kind of unusual, yeah.
Because Smith was boring and he. So you're actually just from Smiths.
Who was your serial killer granddad?
No, not serial. Just one.
Well, just one. The one. Yeah, okay. Yeah. He killed his wife.
He tried it.
Oh, God.
That's not for me.
Huh?
Yeah, he tried killing.
Oh, he tried it. And yeah,
no,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
not for me.
No, he tried to blame it on his son, apparently. He shot his wife at the top of the stairs in front of the son and then tried to make it look like the son had done it.
Wow.
Yeah. Is this in Australia?
Yeah.
I always thought there was something a bit off.
How many greats was it?
So it's my grandfather's grandfather's brother. So it's my great uncle, I think.
Yeah.
And that blood runs through you.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, the cold dead eyes of Evan. Oh, hi, Matt.
Question 8. Who could have died once as a child by sticking a light bulb directly into a power socket?
Broden.
Yes, Broden.
Matthew.
No, it was Evan again. It was another Evan.
He was always experimenting with technology.
He told me he took apart a light bulb and then put it together again.
Yeah, I had a little light bulb because I was playing. I used to tinker with electronics and stuff, and so I had a little light bulb.
Used to.
And I was like, yeah, and I didn't have any batteries for it, and I was little, and I'm like, I know where to get power from PowerPoint, and like put the wires into the PowerPoint, and like I would have died if we didn't have a safety switch.
Can I ask?
Holy shit!
Is it true that only one of the little things is electric, and the other is it?
I actually don't know. Well, the bottom one is just an earth, so that's nothing.
Oh, okay,
a ground sort of thing.
What does that mean?
Because some of them don't have them. Why is that? Why don't some of them have the earth?
Yeah. I should. It's the kind of thing I should know.
They just have the wind and the fire.
Yeah.
I think it maybe depends. Like some things need grounding and some things don't. It might depend on what they're made of. But I'm not sure.
Right.
Let us know on Twitter.
All right. Question 9. Whose house has mushrooms growing in the bedroom windowsill?
Matt.
Fuck.
Yes, Matt.
That is Jess. I've heard a lot about this.
Oh, mate.
What are you doing,
I didn't
Jess?
Know you were going to be here, to be fair.
Is it the condensation?
Yeah, well, I think so, yeah.
That's gross.
It's just been mold in our house. And
do you live in an apartment or a house?
An apartment. Ground floor. So it doesn't get a lot of light, and it's been quite a bit of mold lately, and then in less than a week, these mushrooms grew, and it was disgusting.
I'm not far off you. Every apartment that's been built in Melbourne in the past 5 to 10 years can get fucked.
Yeah. It's an old one.
Oh, is this an older one?
Yeah.
Nah.
It turns out the windows need to be replaced because they're all rotten. Anyway, it's really gross.
It was nice because Jess and I just did some shows in Brisbane, and our accommodation there also had mold, so it was kind of nice for Jeff.
That's quite
home. I felt at home.
Humid.
I felt really welcome there. Yeah. I was like,
And our final question for the game, who shook the hand of one of their heroes, but the person thought they were taking the piss?
Broden.
Yes, Broden.
Matt.
You are correct. Yeah. Yes, a point there for Broden.
Because that's probably not true, but that's definitely Matt. Like, that's how Matt would remember that.
No, he said it. Guess who?
Damien Cowell.
I almost said his name before because he's from Mount Eliza, Stewie Lowe. Oh.
Footballer, big hands.
So it was his final training session. I was down at Moorabbin and I had my old camcorder and my mate Arnie was there with me. I'm like, can you feel me shaking Stewie Lowe's hands? He famously had huge
massive
hands.
Massive hands.
So I'm shaking his hand and we're both looking at the camera and Arnie's going, I can't get it working. And so we're standing there shaking hands, looking at a video camera for 30 seconds and then Stewie goes, you boys taking the piss?
Oh, that's great.
That's amazing.
At the end of the game, the scores are Broden Kelly on 1 point.
I really tried.
Well, Jess Perkins on 2 points.
I also tried.
Evan Munro Smith on 6 points, but our winner on 10 points. It's Matt Stewart.
This makes me feel uncomfortable. I'm used to being a loser. I've been on this show a few times, never got close to winning it.
I think you've won once, haven't you? I'm not sure.
Stop being so humble.
Who knows?
It would be good if you set up some sort of like compensation thing where like the next time I come on, I get something to help me do better.
So Matt starts from scratch and you start from like 8 points.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Like the,
or I get a draft pick.
We'll do that. We'll do that next time.
Is Geraldine Hickey still on a non-losing streak?
No, no, she's lost
a winning streak.
Times. No, she's
if you will.
She won the last one, but she's... I think I had the most points ever in the game.
Wow.
But that's, yeah.
She's a freak. She hardly ever loses.
What'd she get? I don't know. She's been on like 12 times.
But what was her highest score?
Oh, I don't know. The highest score ever on this is Tom Ballard with 12 points. I think Sam Talk got the same, 12.
I think he was ducks of his school.
Yeah.
I think it makes sense.
Yeah, he takes it.
Transfers across to this for sure.
Good guy. Hey, Matt, because you won, you get to promote whatever you want to promote first.
Oh, cool. Well, assuming this is out soon.
Thursday.
Jess and I are doing a show at the Melbourne Fringe called Razzle Dazzle.
Razzle Dazzle. Hit him with the old Razzle Dazzle.
Yeah. So we're basically testing out newish material and also doing some silly stuff together. And that is at Cooper's. And you can find tickets and info via mattstewartcomedy.com/gigs. I'm also do a podcast with Jess called Do Go On, which is out every Wednesday. But more importantly than that, a podcast about primates and popular culture. A very important piece of media. It's out every Thursday. This week's episode, which is out today, I suppose, is about Rampage, and we're about to record it, me and Evan. Evan's my second banana. Second
so hopefully banana that'll be good.
I met the guys who did the hair on that in Weta.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I sent T-shirts. I got them in the office. I'll show you.
Sick.
Yeah. Jess, sorry. The same we're talking about Do Go On, what else do you have to plug?
Well, Matt mentioned you can get tickets to our Fringe Festival show at mattstewartcomedy.com. You can also get them at jesperkins.com.au.
Nice.
They're also listed there.
Which is an easier website to navigate around, right?
Yeah, it's so slick.
Yeah.
It is a nicer website, I must say.
Yeah, I did a good job. But I don't have anything else other than the podcast.
You're on Triple J?
Oh, yeah, I'm on Triple J if you're awake between 1 a.m. and 6 a.m. on a random day. It changes every week, so just if you wake up, turn on the radio. If it's not me, turn it off. Because all the others suck. Everyone else on there is shit.
Mm. Yeah.
The King?
Sucks.
Wow.
Awful. Terrible.
You're putting that out on the record? Because you do say that privately. I'm surprised you're now saying it.
Adam and Will?
No good.
Flacco and the Sandman? Evan, where can people find or see of you?
You can go to just go to YouTube and go to Gamey Gamey Game. It's a fun show, a panel show about video games. And Jess is on there sometimes. Matt's on there sometimes. lots of great funny people. No Josh, no Broden.
I don't play video games.
Me either. Oh, but I'm on there.
Well, yeah. Anyway, that's just a fun panel comedy show. I also am on Primates with Matt Stewart, the podcast.
Second banana, I've been told.
Second banana, yeah.
Very important role.
Broden.
Just trying to think. Watch Rove's new show. Donna's on
Saturday Night Rove.
Yeah, Rove's back, baby. Watch Rove. It's on for 5 more weeks.
Yeah.
So watch that. We're in it once a week.
Saturday nights, 7:30.
Yeah, Rove. Prime. Someone said this week, I did a joke about it having a raging stiffy. And it's, you know, like... And it's the first time that I've seen like a proper complaint about something being said by me on primetime television.
Stiffies before 8 p.m.
Like, yeah, it was the best. I was like, oh, this is dream come
my
true
son
stuff.
Heard things he shouldn't have heard.
I'm literally, the character is a surgeon but horny.
Yeah.
And he goes, below this table is a raging, raging stiffy.
That's it.
And then someone got upset. And also there's so many good shows at Melbourne Fringe. Properly, like, really, really good shows, and I can recommend 100, but go see Jude Pill, go see Annie Lumps and Lena Moon, and go see Poopy Tum Tums.
Poopy Tum Tums. Great. Hey, if you're in Melbourne, tickets are still on sale for the shows in November, December, getting quick. They're selling very, very well, so thank you very much. Go to joshua.com.au/gigs. Takes you straight there. $75 for a season pass, $15 for just a single ticket. That's all I'm going to say. Thanks for playing, everyone. Till next time. Bye.
Bye.
podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.